You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Hey, Robert Kelly fans. If you think Robert is funny on You Know What, Dude, you haven't seen anything until you've seen him live. You can catch Robert performing at Bananas in Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey on January 13th and 14th, at Magoobie's Joke House in Timonium, Maryland on March 15th, 16th, and 17th, and on March 23rd and 24th, Robert will be at Governor's Brokerage in Belmore, New York. For more information, go to robertkellylive.com and get your tickets now.
We're here with episode fucking, I don't even know, of You Know What, Dude podcast. We got Monster Voice. We got Joe D and a special guest who's been on before, Keith Robinson, KWR superstar.
At AOL.
And well, you like my dog.
I don't like little dogs. Little dogs bug me.
You know what my
they
dogs don't like?
Special diets.
Look at him, he's scared.
Little dogs have special diets. That's right. Black folks don't play
with little dogs. They don't play with little dogs.
It's a 50s thing. The whole dog thing. Hey,
they don't like little dogs.
You know, why can't. Little dogs?
I don't know. Those little yapping dogs. They're afraid
little
of
little yapping dogs. This dog is making me nervous.
It is. I never saw you nervous like this.
Hey, the dogs just...
Look at your little ashy thumbs going together. What's going on? What are you doing?
Get down, Kelby.
Get down.
Stop rubbing your fingers together.
Like an OCD picture.
Shove him off of you, Keith. What do you think he's going to do?
You're really making me sick.
Little dogs just bug me.
You don't think you bug the dogs when you walk in?
I just walked in. The dogs were sitting there.
Talking to the microphone, you jackass.
I'm talking to the microphone.
Get down.
Does your dogs have a special diet?
Oh, God. Here we go.
I'm just asking.
Nobody in this house is on a diet.
Why are we out?
And you mean right now. Come on. Today is my second day of my diet.
What diet?
I'm on a South Beach diet. What the fuck are you laughing for?
You should be on South Beach, fat boy.
On a South Beach diet, dude. I eat beaches.
That was nice. I eat beaches.
Yeah, it was funny. It worked.
It worked.
It could have went with a whale. It would have been a little better. You know what I mean? This dummy went down the alt route. I want to be different. I eat beaches.
It's just funny sounding.
That wasn't that funny.
All right. What is the South Beach? How is it different from the Atkins, excuse me.
From the 47th
He really thinks
diet.
That I don't. He really thinks I don't know what a setup is.
No, I swear,
sincere Joe stinks.
Yeah, sincere Joe. And why are you putting your hands up? No one sees you, stupid. I swear. No, Joe's sincere this time.
Joe fucking stinks.
I wasn't saying him. I really wanted to know because I'm trying to find a good diet to do.
Nothing. No diet's going to cure your awful torso.
It's the worst.
You'd have to be reshaped in a fucking factory. You look like a bag of gravy with hair on it.
I need to be melted down and really fucking an
assembly line.
You're like one of those fucked up cups that seventh graders make in art class. That's all lopsided and fucked.
It's lumpy.
He really is a fucking a who body.
His body rejects muscle.
Let me tell you something. I'm on this diet. It's 4 months, 2 weeks, and 5 days not smoking. It's a wrap. I'm the heaviest I've ever been.
Why are you blaming smoking every 10 years?
You haven't even known
every
me.
Every time I say, yeah, I did, stupid.
You haven't known me for 10 years.
I don't know you longer than 10 years.
Yes. How long have we known each other?
It's 93, 4, something like that.
93? Are you fucking on crack?
What? 93? 95 at least, dum-dum. Patrice lived with me since 96.
There's no reason to call me dumb dumb.
You're right, but the whole smoking excuse is enough of it.
Well, first of all, I didn't quit smoking. I smoked the whole time I've known you.
No, you said it, I stopped, and I'm angry that I stopped, and I gained weight. I remember.
Yeah, that's what happens when you quit.
But that's what I'm saying. It's the sixth time.
It's not. It's my sixth fat, but it's not the sixth time I quit smoking. Sixth fat. Okay? Yeah.
I mean, what is this, like your third smoking quit?
This is my my third legitimate quit of smoking. Yes. I've quit for 9 years.
What do you mean legitimate?
2 years. Legitimate for more than, you know, a month. You can quit cigarettes. You just quit, too.
I just quit 3 days ago.
Right. Yeah. How you feeling?
That he's not quit. And he's not legitimate yet.
He's not legitimate yet, but Joe DeRosa, you quit, too.
I'm almost 2 months in, yeah.
That's legit.
That's legit.
He's done. He's a wrap. Yeah, that's great. That's fucking great.
I'm not getting the cravings either. I get them once in a while, but it's not like the other times where I was like, God damn.
Yeah.
I barely get them.
Because you want to do it. You wanted to quit.
I didn't want to quit. That's why I think it's stuck.
Like I said, you didn't want to quit, but then you did, and then that's what makes you let.
When you quit, I think it's better to quit when you don't want to quit because it makes you hate it. It made me hate cigarettes. I was like, you fucking motherfuckers. I was mad at my addiction. You know, right. And then it made it stick more. When you want to quit, it's like, I'm so great. Pat me on the back. I quit.
I'm surprised you could even pat yourself on the back.
Why wouldn't you?
So was I, to be honest.
I thought you needed shoulders to do that.
Yeah, but he has no fucking muscle. It's just a ligament. You could tie him in a pretzel.
You were talking about a waterbed earlier, and that's what it looked like. He was slapping the top of a waterbed.
That sounded like Joe has the consistency of a waterbed.
It is awful.
Yeah. When awful. Girls lie on Joe, they get stuck in the corner.
It's an air mattress, Joe.
But here's the thing, you've awful. Never quit shit, Keith.
Right.
You've
well, that's never, not good, though.
But you've never quit anything. You're a stubborn cocksucker.
Right. Well, you know, because the only thing I had was prostitutes. And I've been off of prostitutes for 4 weeks now.
Are you serious?
No.
When was the last time you had a good prostitute?
A good prostitute? Yeah. Oh, man.
I know you're not used to doing radio to like promote shows, but talking to the microphone.
Where the fuck up?
I know you used to want
to
do all the press.
I have to be to the microphone.
I know Wanda usually does all the press, Hello? But just talking to the microphone.
Oh, that just hurt. Why do you have a Keith, red microphone?
Because why do you have a blue what are you, one?
I don't know. It's you're not the, my shit. I didn't bring the microphone, Jack.
This came a four-pack. There was blue, red, and two black. What do you want to put? If I gave you the black one, I thought that'd be a little offensive, a little obvious.
Oh.
Wait, so you... But Keith, here's the thing. Keith doesn't quit a lot of shit. Keith doesn't really do a lot of shit. Keith doesn't do drugs.
Are you
he doesn't
fucking
smoke.
Nuts?
I don't do a lot of shit.
He didn't do drugs, doesn't smoke. He didn't start drinking until he was 56 years old.
You're 56? Yeah. Oh, my God.
I'm not 56, man.
Yeah, let me tell you something. Your drinking's a little out of control.
My drinking is okay.
No, you're
it's wine. It's sweet red wine.
Doesn't matter. Do you think wine?
Red wine is good for you.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, it is.
It's not.
The doctor said. I've just seen the doctor. He said it.
Yeah, but you drink it. You drink it like it's fucking Ripple and you're fucking Sanford and Son.
Wow.
Well, first of all, Keith, one glass a day is good for you.
Yeah.
Not eight. You know, yeah.
Eight in one show.
Yeah.
This is where the alt guy pays off. See that?
Yeah, little facts.
With some facts in it. First of all, one, the doctor says is great. Not eight. See, it's perfect.
Let me just go on record and say this. I love drunk Keith. This is what I love about drunk Keith.
You know why you love drunk Keith? Because you don't work the cellar. That's why.
No, but hold up. That's not right. That's not right. First of all, let's all congratulate Dan for getting accepted into the cellar.
Passing on your cellar. First shot. You went up, you killed it, and SD, boom, you're right in.
He's in the cellar.
He did good.
And you know what, Joe?
Yeah, your third denial. SD left him gas money last time she fucking told him to beat it.
I'm trying. They offered me a spot finally, so I think
when
they asked me to do the Nasty Show a couple weeks ago, but I couldn't do it because I was leaving town a week early for Christmas. So
that's good. They finally
it.
Give him a shot, and he turns him down.
And he's got
typical
to go to Trent,
alt
New
fucking Joe.
He's leaving town.
I had to be a King of Prussia. I had shopping to do. I don't have time.
He's fucking.
What are these days?
Why?
Colin Quinn gave me these stupid fucking. He for Christmas he came over and he gave me these stupid things.
Yeah. Well, say what they are. The audience doesn't know what they are.
They're fucking. They're well, you're being a little fucking. fucking, you know, with audience. the dude listening right now doesn't know. They're fucking Jersey Shore bobbleheads, but they speak when you shake them.
Right.
Ugh. And I tried to do it. I couldn't fucking
beat,
do it.
Beat you. He won. Beat you. You
yeah,
said
Colin
you weren't going to throw him.
I know. He fucking won, that cocksucker.
I even was going to remove him politely before the podcast. I'm like, no, don't let him beat you. And then you just yeah, lost.
Well,
dude, I really don't like Dan's podcast voice. It's bugging the shit
that's
out.
His voice.
That's my normal voice.
No, it's still bugging me. That, either way, it annoys
awful.
Me.
His fucking WKRP voice annoys the shit out of me every fucking week.
Thank you. Yeah. Am I the wolf or who am I?
Why don't you go and do a fucking live read or something?
He's got a 70s DJ voice.
I'm sick of
coming
it.
Coming up with a new Bee Gees.
Thanks for tuning into Night Vision.
You guys
are
listening to The Wolf 97.9.
We got...
It's the wolf.
Exactly.
You should that be introducing a Luther Vandross song and nothing else. And fucking.
That's wow, that high and outside.
Yeah, what?
Swinging a message.
You should be introducing a Luther Vandross and nothing else.
I did that for you, you black bastard.
I know you did, stupid, but you didn't commit.
We're really sick.
God damn it.
Wow, that was a good one. That was a nice fucking hot one.
Wow.
I saw his eyes well up.
He started tearing up. He's tearing up.
He started shaking. I was like, how can I try to spin this into a point?
That was going nowhere.
He tried to make it fucking serious. Yeah, you should do it, really. You should try to.
Have you pursued that?
That's like when you're doing a joke and it's bombing and you're going, but that's what I'm saying, people. You try to turn into truth on stage.
That's what Robert just said. Thank you, Keith.
I wanted to say it again.
Yeah, Joe is bombing and he's bugging me.
Speaking of bombing, Joe was in Marco Island this weekend. Have you done Marco Island with Wanda?
You know what, man? I do shit
Kev,
on my
little
own.
Kev went there.
You prepared for this, didn't you, son of a bitch?
Oh, we've been waiting for
you
on this fucking podcast.
I just feel
you know what bugs me about
you?
Your
evil little soul.
You know what bugs me about you? This is what makes me sick about you. You're not as big as you are, like away from the cellar. You're just a little old man here in my
I'm
house.
I'm just sitting there in your house. Your house is small.
We gave you the small chair, though.
Bobby's got a narrow apartment. Doesn't it?
Yeah, but you know what I do have? An apartment, Joe. Not Billy's.
Right, that's good, but we're not going to let you get away with this one.
Bobby's got the only sideways apartment. You got
his landlord
sideways.
Put him on a diet.
I am my landlord.
Shut your mouth, stupid.
I'm the only one
your
here that owns
condo committee
anything.
Told you. To
condo you committee? This motherfucker just made some shit up. Condo committee.
Oh, Jesus
Hey, Robert,
Christ.
You really are squeezing the shit out of that apartment.
Shimmy sideways fucking apartment.
Yeah, this apartment was made for Joe's body.
Because it sure wasn't made for yours, stupid.
That was the
He's got an alleyway apartment.
Joe's gonna shut the podcast down with his fucking laugh.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So Joe was actually at Marco Island this weekend, and do you mind talking about it?
I'll talk about it. I won't say the name of the club, but yeah,
Dude, Marco Island is a fucking island, you
That's
shit.
That's my point. I'm kind of saying it without saying it, but yeah, I'll talk about it. What do you want to know?
It's Marco Island, man. What the fuck?
It was one of the worst weekends of my life. I've never had so many mishaps.
And the audience is terrible?
The audiences aren't great to begin with. They take
Wait,
a little
let's,
work.
Let's investigate a little bit.
Yeah, let's do a little CSI.
Dan, can you first not act like you've been in comedy for 2 weeks? It was the worst week of my life. Was the audiences bad?
No, I'm just trying to wonderful. Know what the road's like. I don't go out there.
We know.
Holy shit. Let's go through the highlights of the weekend. Friday night show, a 70-year-old war veteran said, I'm going to come up there and beat the fucking shit out of you.
But what'd you say back? That's the fucking key.
Well, listen, that was the thing you want me to say. I'll say it, but it was the last thing I said. It was a build, dude. He got mad at me because I said, look, I did a joke where I said, I don't believe in God. If anybody here does, that's fine. I would never attack somebody for that. It's just my personal belief. And I did a joke about not believing it, where I shit on myself and I made fun of myself and saying I wish I did because I'm scared to not believe in him, whatever, and made myself look like the ass. Mm-hmm. And then he still got mad and started doing this, there's no atheists in a foxhole, buddy. And he started flipping.
That's true. I've been in a foxhole.
My counterpoint.
I love fox.
My counterpoint to that was, I just go, dude, I go, so you tell me if I was in.
Hold up.
Yeah.
You weren't in a foxhole. He was in a water hole. Go ahead.
Wow. You stopped to go back to that? We should be able to pull a tooth out for every one of those.
I desperately was trying to think of any fast food restaurant with the word hole or fox in the title. I couldn't think of a fucking thing.
I bombed saying that I eat fox. I went, I like foxes. It bombed.
Is that what you were saying?
Yeah, I bombed. You guys bombed after me.
I didn't get what you were saying. I thought you were.
Exactly, because it sucked. Go ahead. Okay. Go back to your fucking suck story.
So I can listen. Yeah, I do. Look, it's...
Come on, let's go.
Yeah, exactly.
Hurry up.
We got into it, and I go, stop. It became a thing where he was trying to make it sound like I wasn't supporting the troops because of my God, Joe. And
but you weren't, really. Honestly, you weren't.
No, that's not true.
If you believe in America and you believe in God, you have to... If you're an American... Right,
support
which
the troops,
we are. You're really not because you're Arab.
I'm half Egyptian.
But that makes you not American. We're American, so we believe in God.
He makes a good point.
But go ahead.
We're right. God-fearing people.
Yeah. God we trust.
Yeah. Fair enough. Jesus. But as an infiltrator of this country, I go, dude, stop making it sound like I don't support the troops. My grandfather, my dad, they all fought in the wars. I go, stop it. This isn't about the troops.
How do you know?
My fake grandparents and fake dad.
Yeah. Somebody else's family fought in the...
For your freedom.
The people who gave me peanut butter and jellies growing up.
The people that lie to me and say, call me dad. Those people. So I go, listen. I go, so stop. And it just kept going and going and going. And then he started going, you better watch it, pal. You better move on. And he started talking to me. I go, fuck you. Don't tell me to fucking move. I'm not in your platoon. Don't fucking tell me what to do.
You didn't say platoon on the phone to me, though.
I said brigade on the phone. I don't remember what I said, though. I just said brigade or platoon.
He's punching up his story.
Yeah, but he's actually making it better because he said brigade to me. I'm like,
I think brigade's funnier.
No, platoon is way funnier.
All right. So
brigade is like a tank brigade. All right. You have a brigade of men. I don't know. Maybe
either
you do.
Way.
We're going to have to Wikipedia that. Monster Voice, get on that.
So I go, don't fucking boss me around. I go, you said something. I'm trying to have an intelligent conversation with you right now.
He's in a fish
at
restaurant.
At a comedy club.
Yeah.
And I go, you don't want to engage. You don't want to engage that. I go, but you're fucking. Don't boss me around, man. You started this. Don't dismiss me. And he kept going, and it kept getting hotter and hotter, and it was building and building. And I go, you know what, motherfucker? It was okay when I was making fun of AIDS, right? Because fuck AIDS. It was okay when I was making fun of gays, because fuck AIDS. It was okay when I was making fun of me and my family, because fuck me and my family. But the second I said the second I said something you didn't agree with, you got fucking mad. And I go, and you're just mad about your God. If I made fun of the Muslims, you wouldn't have given a shit.
He was about to say my God. Yeah. Did you pick that up when he said he was about to say my God?
I was
going to
say Muhammad, but I think I said
Muslim.
Yeah,
which was your God too. You're about to say that.
Allah.
It's all coming out.
Allah. I go, if I made fun of Buddha, you wouldn't have given a shit. And I go, but now I'm on you, so you're fucking mad. And he goes, I'll beat the shit out of you. And I go, oh, I go, will you? I go, fuck you and fuck Jesus. Get the fuck out of here. And that's when it got real fucking crazy.
Wow.
And I don't think it's gonna calm down after.
And, we should throw him off this podcast. You said fuck Jesus.
He said you said on the phone that you said fuck World War II.
No, I did not say that.
Whoa.
No, I didn't say that to you on the phone.
Fuck anybody who's fought in a war on this country for the freedom. He said, fuck Jesus.
Fuck Rambo.
Right? He said, fuck Rambo. And then he said, fuck Santa.
Oh.
Yeah. That's fucked up, Joe.
So they said, they took him out. Now listen, this is a 10-minute thing.
You got a vet kicked out of a comedy
club. This was a 10-minute thing,
dude. He got a World War II vet. Not even Vietnam, which people can understand.
He's got to go home to his demons.
He wasn't old enough for World War II.
Korean
70
war.
Is like Korea or Vietnam.
A real
he's
war.
He's not old enough for World War II.
Oh, we're sorry, Joe.
Sorry, Joe.
He's 70. Oh, that 70-year-old.
He sent him back to his assisted living home
with
all his
demons. Because he was a vet, he's allowed to be an asshole? Like, that's no.
Tie a fucking yellow ribbon around a tree, you fucking traitor. You've never fought for this country, Joe.
He don't fight for nothing.
Yeah, he can fucking come back and fuck with anybody he wants to because he bled for this fucking country and those colors don't bleed.
Actually, we have no proof that this guy even fought. He could have been he could have been a secretary or something and taken some nice credit
for it. But why would you attack Jesus?
Because he was given, it was to prove the point that it's like, bro, you didn't give a shit when I attacked anything else. Now you're going to threaten me physically because I offended you because I said I didn't believe in God personally. I even precursored it with saying, if you do, that's cool. I just don't. I can't own my own fucking opinions in this place. Fuck that guy.
Well, here's the deal. In front of a room full of people on an island, in a vacation island.
Let me tell you something.
During season.
Yeah.
It's not out of season. It's during season.
It's tourist season.
People come down there to enjoy themselves.
But let me tell you,
not here. Fuck Jesus.
Let me tell you something.
Okay.
Everybody in the room cheered and applauded and said, "Awesome, get them the fuck out of here!" And they were all on my side.
Not everybody.
They were all on my side.
Not everybody.
Everybody enjoyed
fuck Jesus.
Everybody, because Jesus, it was a point. I wasn't saying fuck Jesus and say fuck Jesus because I feel like that.
You think Jesus is up there saying, oh, he didn't mean me.
Jesus isn't up there.
I just got in the line of fire. I just got in the line of fire.
We're good, guys. I don't think Jesus is. And I think if Jesus is up there, if he's all knowing, he understands where I was coming from.
That'd be great if Jesus just fucking dropped that ceiling fan on Dumb's head. Just Dumb Joe's head.
You know, I mean, it's the point is
you got him kicked out. He's 70.
He's got to go home to his demons.
And he got kicked out. Who kicked him out?
By the way, the people that were with him were laughing at him. He was being an outrageous fucking asshole. I can't stress that enough.
All right, did your show get better after the guy left?
Yeah.
So then you said, what was the worst weekend?
Oh, well, that part was fine. It ended, and then people were coming up to me going, that was great. And
you were the best on the show?
And I was even saying...
He was the only one.
I was even saying, I didn't want it to go that way. I felt bad. I was like, I don't want it to get like that. That's not why I do comedy, obviously.
Why do you do comedy, Joe?
You know, for the kids. For the kids.
He's making points.
To get vets set home early.
That's not what I do. I don't know.
Joe's dangerous. He says things people are afraid to say.
I don't know.
He's
going to have a new headshot where he's got a mic like a gun pointed at his head.
I got to do the Paul Mooney with caution tape around my mouth. I can't be stopped, people. They call me Joe Hicks DeRosa.
He's dangerous.
Joe's dangerous. Dangerous DeRosa.
Dangerous. Oh, shit. Are you sure you're going to book him?
Joe
Bruce. It's a risk.
Hey, wait a minute. I'm thinking of booking this kid Joe. Wait a minute.
Oh, you sure? You sure?
At least he wasn't being Rat Pack Joe. Called the vet kid. Yeah. Hey, kid, calm down.
Hey, kid.
I would have.
Hey, kid, why don't you chill?
Let me tell you something.
And Joe does his fake cigarette smoke. There's a lot of things.
My poster is going to say, caution, truth will be told in here this evening.
If you don't like the truth, don't enter. Voice just shuts down the whole. That laugh.
That banshee scream.
Oh, his fucking cackle.
Oh, shit.
You could trip the wires at a bank.
Wait a minute. Joe went through a list of it. He went through a set list.
Wait a minute. That's not even the first night.
That was the second night. It was second night.
That's the second night. First night was okay.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you didn't get mad when I talked about the gays?
When I opened up with
Butt Sex Island.
That's what's in my notebook.
I said some shit about AIDS.
We're talking about pedophiles. Dude, you said nothing.
Dude, but when we're talking about something conceivably way more offensive. I do a joke where I go, if you don't do heroin or have sex with people that do heroin or have butt sex, never wear a condom because you can't get AIDS. I do a joke about that.
Joe is running his dangerous act tour.
Look, guys,
I don't know what you talk about on stage, but I deal with the issues.
I think Joe
people don't want to hear this, but I'm going to say it.
Joe should wear a cape on stage.
Issue man. Joe has all the issues covered.
I'm up there talking about it.
What's your thing on Mitt Romney? What do you got, Joe?
Don't get me started on Mitt Romney.
Joe's gonna change this country one fish restaurant at a time.
He's at a fish restaurant talking issues.
Kicking bets out. Sending them back to their fucking...
Hey, man. Your days are over. Get out of here.
This guy hasn't slept since 74 because of all the nightmares of being in war. And then Joe sent him home.
Joe goes to David Buster's and lets him have it.
He can fight all the wars he wants, but if he's not prepared to fight the war of truth, he can leave my show.
Goddamn.
Oh, sweet God.
So, look, it unfolds from there. This is just the fucking fuse getting lit.
Right.
That was just the fuse. So it ends. The show's over. Everybody's like, we had a good time. I was being like, I feel bad. I didn't want that shit to happen. It got way out of hand. Whatever. But it, whatever. So I go, everybody's going, don't, but the staff, everybody's going, don't worry about that shit, man. It's cool. Go the fuck home. Stop. So.
No, they meant like not, don't stay. Go back to New York. Go home.
Let's have some drinks. Let's have fun. Don't worry about it, right?
Go to your comedy condo.
The next day, my agent calls me at 11 a.m. I go, hello? He goes, what happened? I go, what do you mean what happened? He goes, I heard you had a meltdown at the Fish restaurant and you told some 7-year-old veteran to go fuck himself and you threw him out. And I go, dude, this is getting out of hand. It just about, so I had to deal with that. I had to tell him what happened. Then I talked to the owner. I was like, look, dude, this is what happened, man. I go, nobody is telling this guy to shut his mouth when he was threatening me and he's yelling at me. And it got out of control. And yeah, I didn't handle it in the best way I could have, but it got out of control. Nobody's getting my back. Nobody's telling him to shut up, man. What the fuck am I supposed to do?
Well, you know what this is telling us? We've been around for a while, Joe, that you didn't do as good as you thought you did.
Huh?
You didn't do as good as you thought you did. Because at the end of the day...
No, I'm not saying the show was great.
Shut your mouth.
Let him finish.
At the end of the day, what happened is the owner's like, we got to get rid of this guy. He threatened, called your agent and said, this guy has to go.
Yeah. That's what happened.
That's what happened. And the agent.
Fine.
Yeah, Joe. Yeah.
Because you know what? I've had those same situations, but I've killed so hard that the club owner had my back. But,
yeah, exactly.
Because I'm that funny.
Well, that's fine.
You're that funny, when you can back up your danger.
Yeah. It's not
Joey.
Danger.
Yeah, you're dangerous, Joe. I talked about AIDS followed by missing children.
Fuck Amber Alert.
Yeah, and fuck Natalie Holloway.
And I'll tell you why. I got a theory.
I will be the first to admit.
Hear me out.
I did not have good shows all weekend. I'll be the first to fucking admit that.
And the crowd would be the second to admit that.
What I said was the show got better.
We need a podcast referee to go under the hood. Because you said you did fine.
What I said was, hold on.
You said you did fine.
Keith is mad.
Angry because Joe's lying to you. I've been doing comedy for 48 years.
I know. I know. Write some new jokes.
He's been doing comedy since he was 30.
And Joe's trying to sit here and talk to us like we're audience.
No, I know. Listen, I'm not disagreeing
just
with anything
say
you're
I
saying.
Bombed.
Listen, I'm not disagreeing with anything you're saying.
High-pitched singing, Joe, because he'll shut this podcast down.
I'm not disagreeing with anything
that
you're
angry.
Saying.
Technology's not that advanced. Yeah.
I will be the first to admit I did not do well all weekend. But what I said was, after this happened, the audience started going crazy, and the show got way better after that because they enjoyed this thing that happened, and it sucked.
They enjoyed it so much that the owner shot a nice email to your agent.
No, they called.
Well, to your former agent.
Here's...
Look at my dog's falling asleep during this story. You're boring my dog.
Sitting up. Its eyes are closed.
That's a silky
up.
Terror. They never, ever get bored.
Either way.
Anyways, you had to go. This is the worst part of it, though. You did that. Usually you do that. You have that shit night, and the club owner backs you up.
Yes.
The club will actually get behind you and be like, look, man, the guy's a fucking asshole, blah, blah, blah. But in the future, can you just let us handle it or blah, blah. That didn't happen.
No.
You were at fault. And then... This is the worst part. Joe's such an evil fucking trendsetter. He's such a fucking dangerous Joe. He went and fucking rung up a $150 bar tab.
No, I didn't do that. That's what I was accused of doing, and I didn't do that.
So the staff that told you it's okay,
they
just
were just
go
fucking
home,
with them.
Really did not like you.
They're like, oh, you did great.
I don't know what happened. Yeah, the manager goes, it's all good. Don't worry about it. That shit happens in here all the fucking time. Stop. It's fine.
Right.
I went to the bar. I had two beers and like four shots, maybe. And then the next day, I was getting told that I had rung up a $150 bar tab. And I was like, there's no fucking way two Miller Lights and four shots of Jack Daniels, whatever it was, cost $150. Like, I just didn't do that.
So they paid you the $25 that they owed you after they took
it. So then that happened, right? So then that's out in the fucking air. Now I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ. So I go, I'm going in there tonight. I'm not drinking a fucking drop. I'm going to do my shows. I'm fucking leaving, which is what I did. Second show Saturday night. The crowd is shit-faced and yelling through everybody. I get on stage. I get them calm enough that like I'm able to do the show. We're having a good time. It's going pretty well.
Calm enough so you could be dangerous.
Couple in the front. Couple in the front row is talking and talking and talking. I go, guys, please stop talking. You got to stop. They're heckling. They're talking. I go, guys. Just, and now I'm like doing everything with kids' gloves because I'm fucking scared. I don't want to be an asshole. Like,
you can't swing the axe like you
know. Like, I don't know what the fuck I'm to do. Like,
you don't
like,
want to be Dangerous Joe because nobody likes
you. Don't want to be DJ. Don't transform me
nobody
into
like
DJ.
Dangerous DeRosa.
Yeah. You don't like it when I'm angry.
Yeah. See, there's no phone booth around to change into to Dangerous D.
I'm going
to
transform me into the Ghost Rider.
So
from the pits of hell. DJ.
Comes Joe Dangerous DeRosa. AIDS, so, man.
You're not ready to have your eyes opened.
You guys don't want to. I'm just going up there. You know, women go to the bathroom, but they keep fucking with me, and I had to hit them with it. How many of you want AIDS?
Don't you dare applaud. You snap, motherfuckers.
So I'm sitting in my love seat delivering the jokes.
Having my brandy.
Oh, shit. It was a setup today. It was a setup. You got me talking about this. It was a setup. You guys are fucking rotten.
Oh, sweet.
It's really not, Joe. I mean.
All right.
I fell for you, dude. I've been there. Well, we've all been there except for Monster
never,
Voice. This neutral cocksucker's jokes wouldn't offend fucking anybody.
They're very Swedish-like material.
If you guys want to... Like, I seriously don't want to keep talking about it. Like, if you want to hear the end of it, I'll tell you the end of it.
Tell us that.
But, like...
Tell us the end.
So, that show, they finally come to get this couple out, right? And, all right. So, they finally go to get this couple out. The fucking chick walks up on stage. Mm-hmm. The chick is shit-faced. She walks up on stage.
She's what?
She's shit-faced. She goes to. What she walks up on stage.
Shit-faced.
No.
What'd you say?
And shit-faced. And she goes to grab the mic.
Yeah.
From you.
Yeah. And I hand it to her. I'm like, I'm not getting into anything in this fucking place tonight. I just hand it to her. Guy comes on stage. Some guy gets her off stage. Whatever. I'm like, whatever, man.
Some guy does it, not a bouncer.
No, like a.
Do they
like
have bouncers?
No, like the sound guy does it or whatever, right? Uh-huh. So I'm like, whatever. So I end the show. It's fine. I leave. I go home. The next day, I go in. That fucking kid comes up to me and starts giving me shit about handing her the mic. And he's going, bro. When somebody gets on stage, don't hand her the mic. This kid, he's like 28, and he's like talking down.
That kind of bugged me.
I go, what the fuck was she doing on stage to begin with?
Don't get mad at us.
And he goes, she shouldn't have been on stage. I go, I know. So tell me why she was on stage. How did you let her get on stage?
Hang on, I just got scared. A Dangerous Joe. Oh,
and DJ. Don't get DJ mad.
And he goes, she shouldn't have been up there. I didn't mean for her to get up there, but I was trying to pay her. I go, dude, that fucking chick sat there with her husband and they ran their traps through the whole show. You didn't do a goddamn thing. And then when it finally came time for them to get kicked out, she walked up on stage. What did you expect me to do? And I go, I'm gonna tell you something, dude. I got a lot of shit for what happened in here on Friday night. I'm not fucking going getting any more shit, dude. I don't want to hear it.
Joe, and what part of your act did she get on stage on? What part was it?
I don't even remember.
AIDS.
The Illuminati
abortion. Which part did
was
she
it
go?
Heroin isn't that bad? Was it that? Heroin isn't that bad. Yeah, man, heroin gets a bad rap, man. You gotta know how to use it, man. Everything's in moderation. AIDS, heroin.
Right. Well, I have some new jokes I'm working on that will be crowd pleasers. I'm gonna stop the dangerous thing. I got a thing I'm gonna do about a singing preacher that does R&B lyrics.
Oh,
and I think that'll definitely work. And then I got another bit about how my dick looks like gum in hair. And I think that'll be a good one.
That's a good
right.
One. Yeah.
You know what, Joe?
Yeah. Maybe then you could headline and stay in the Marriott. And they won't fuck with you. You can say whatever you want because you're fucking funny.
I think the door is closed on this one. I don't think I'm going to be going back to the fish.
So, all right, here's the deal. You would not go back to this club if they asked you.
No.
So you think they're? Do you think you're at fault at all?
Are you asking me seriously?
I'm asking you dead serious. Do you think you're at fault at all, or do you think they were totally out of line? And
here's the mistake I made.
Because I have my opinion I'm going to say after.
Yeah, no, no. But here's a mistake I made with the old guy. I let it get way the fuck out of hand. I know I did. And I let it get to me in a way that I shouldn't let it get to me. The old cliche, never let him see you sweat. Yeah. I let him see me sweat.
You took it personal.
And I went for like, I'm going to cut somebody's throat now verbally instead of just handling this with tact and like whatever. I got mad. That's where I fucked up.
Okay.
Where I didn't. Here's another way that I fucked up too. And I'll
Getting on the plane.
Yeah. Exactly.
Plane.
Saying
the Chinese bus.
Joe took a $20 bus down to fucking Florida.
Here's the other
Joe,
way.
Joe left on Monday for a fucking Thursday gig.
Here's.
Shut up when I'm done.
Here's
what is dumb leather coat. You sit back there.
I got it, got it.
He got a fortune cookie to get on the bus.
Oh shit.
He looks dangerous. Put him in the back. Now, and the other way I fucked up with this is partially, this is my fault. I didn't read the room properly, obviously, but I'm sitting in the room going, now this is the fucked up part. I'm sitting in the room looking at all the comics that have been there going, well, clearly, like, you can just do your shit here. Like, these are these people that, you know, and they're not all famous. They're not all guys that brought in their own crowds. But if they had all these guys, it must be fine. And then slowly but surely, you start hearing through the weekend, oh, when so-and-so was here, this happened. And when this guy was here, that happened. And you go, oh, so this kind of shit fucking happens in here. And I'm getting fucking grief for it right now, for whatever reason, and the reason probably is I don't fucking sell a ton of tickets, and I'm not famous, so I'm the guy that gets grief.
Let me just say something though. If you did sell a ton of tickets and you were famous, you wouldn't get you're not going to get shit. You'll get shit behind your back, but if you're selling the place out and this guy just made 3,000 off of one show, or you do whatever the fuck you want.
Right. Joe is admitting that it was his fault.
Well, it's his fault. He's saying this, and I agree with him. And I've had this happen to me, where people, you let certain things, and dude, you host a lot at the Cellar. There's certain nights where I see you let people slide. You let, fuck it, and you deal with people, but you deal with them in a correct way where they know what's up, and then you give it over to somebody else.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like even at when I was at the Stress Factory this weekend, I mean, on a New Year's Eve weekend, in my head, I mentally went, I'm letting everything slide. I'm letting it all go because there's a people talking and a chick yapping, and I could be like, well, shut the fuck up. I do that. Everything stops. She's going to yell some shit. It could be a fight. He went and he addressed it. This guy was a fucking cunt and had issue with what he was saying. You literally could have just kept going and going and going, and this guy could have mumbled, and no one would have known the difference, except for you secretly, in your own ego, would have heard him talking. But really, nobody else would have gave a fuck. They would have been like, dude, that was a great show.
DJ has to kick in.
He yelled it out. He yelled it out as a heckle. Like, he yelled it out like, as a shut your mouth kid, and I should have just let it go there. I should have went, whatever, dude.
Yeah,
fine,
whatever, you fucking old cocksucker, and moved on, and people would have laughed or whatever.
The next day, I was like, you fucking idiot. You have that bit that you about how tough you think guys in the military are and why you're such a pussy. And you could have just done it right there and gotten a laugh and moved the fuck on. But instead, like, it's, dude, look,
on,
like
you
all
can't
of us.
Fucking, you can't go back and go, I, you know, that's.
Well, I know. I'm just saying, I admit the mistake I made. But this is what bothers me. All right. This is what bothers me. The owners, well, one of the owners was apparently there when this happened, but like, for whatever reason,
who's a nice guy, by the way. I've met the guy.
I'm not shitting on them.
I know you're not. I know you're not, dude. I'm just saying. I know them, but I know them from my perspective. Your perspective is totally different. If I didn't meet them and know the parents and know the guy and know the people that work there, I'd be like, what? You know, these people sound like assholes,
right?
Because in my eyes, if you hire a comic to come to your club, you know what the fuck he's doing. Okay, and therefore you have to back him. You're a team. You have to protect each other. You have to back him. Now, if you went up and just started fucking talking about little kids' pussies, and you know, if you were dangerous Joe,
right?
Super dangerous Joe.
Super dangerous Joe.
Joe went up there to straighten things out.
He went to the little town.
He went to Rockin' Island.
I'm gonna clean it. I rolled up my sleeves before I went on stage.
Sleeves? You didn't roll them up. You ripped them off.
No, I was getting a tattoo during my act.
Yeah, you went over and cut somebody's tie with a scissor.
No, but I mean, it's this is what bugs me.
Mirrors.
All right, nobody. Shit. God damn it.
That was a good one.
Nobody jumped in to help me out. After the fact, it was all, this is how you fucked up. And what really bothered me was, like, for instance, when I did it, there's no accolades for anything. Thursday night, I had a great show, and it was a lot of fun. I sold a shitload of merch after the fucking show. Thursday morning,
let's just back up and see aside. What's a shitload of merch to you?
I sold like 10 CDs after the first show in a smaller crowd. Like, that was a lot.
That's good.
Thursday morning, we did all kinds of press. The one radio station, I ended up being on 20 minutes longer than the beat 105.5, whatever.
Did you do Cowhead?
I did the two dudes at the rock station, and then the rat.
Does that really fucking
matter?
But
it doesn't matter.
I asked. It's my fault.
Here's my point. Yeah. I did the radio and was on like 20 minutes. They were like, dude, you were on 20 minutes past what we usually keep people, because I was killing. Nobody says, hey, dude, great job on that. Thank you. That helps the shows. Nobody says, hey, when the crowd cheered.
Can I just stop for a second? No, Joe, nobody does say that.
I know. Yeah. But don't single out the one. That's what makes me mad. Don't single out the one negative thing.
They call it a fucking. You can't.
No, seriously.
Yeah, you can single out the one negative thing because you called the. You said fuck Jesus, fuck the war, and fuck you.
I didn't say fuck the war. I
but
did
you
not
did say,
say
fuck
that.
Jesus.
Yeah. So what? You know what? You know what? I am so fucking sick and tired. Like
here
with this whole
Jesus, with dangerous Joe. We done turned.
You're listening to the Beat 105.9 back in the studio with Dangerous Joe DeRosa.
We've had him on 20 minutes longer than we usually have anybody.
We've got a police escort outside.
I'm serious, man. It's like I am.
You know, man. I'm so tired. Go ahead, Josh.
How sick are you,
serious, man?
It's annoying to me that you can't say anything against the goddamn fucking Catholics and Christians in this country.
Man.
It bothers me.
Yeah,
it bothers me. Let's get
it?
Over it. Let's all grow up and be mature enough to have a discussion about this shit. It's like this Tebow shit. Everybody goes. You know, well, they hate him because of his faith and they hate him. No, they don't hate him because of that. It's fucking ridiculous for a multimillionaire football player to actually say publicly that God and Jesus are the reason he's got his gifts when there are babies dying from fucking brain cancer.
Amen.
It's ridiculous.
Amen.
Yeah, it comes dangerous.
I'm serious.
Well, you know the context of what he's saying?
No,
he's
I know.
He's saying, hey, man, I thank God for my talents. That's all.
Yeah, but fuck
but
everybody
why you
else.
Gotta connect brain cancer? He just goes to you just dangerous, Joe. Those babies are dying of brain cancer.
So
man.
Here's the thing.
And he's thanking
I'll
Jesus.
Tell you this.
There's only fucking eight babies dying
I'll
of brain cancer,
this.
By the way. It's not an epidemic. It's like fucking eight
but,
of them.
I mean, don't you think that's a little silly?
No, it's four. Four babies dying
don't you think
of brain
it's a little
cancer.
Silly that everything positive is attributed to God,
no,
nothing negative is ever attributed
look,
to him?
Look, man,
it's ridiculous.
It's not. I mean, look, things are certain. I mean, what people believe, who gives a fuck?
Exactly. That's my point. What people believe, who gives a fuck? And if I said, fuck Buddha, nobody would have had a problem.
I would.
With it.
Yeah. I look like him.
Nobody
have a
would have
a problem.
If I.
All right. That means
you're losing weight.
You're
losing weight.
Am I?
Yeah, I see it.
Oh.
He's just flattering you. I'm going to step in with some honesty.
Wait a minute. This is the first time neutral fucking.
Yeah, I'm coming out. I'm building some train tracks with the Nazis
really?
On this
you're
one.
You're going to put your foot down now, you cocksucker.
Yeah, I'm not going to. Dangerous Joe inspired me.
I hate I don't like that he looks like a giant elf. That's what I don't like. So does face. He looks like an overgrown elf. His pointy ears.
Look, it's just, look, I'm not trying to make it into a serious discussion. I'm just saying, if I said fuck Buddha, we wouldn't have even had this conversation. And it's bullshit that because this is majority belief that we've got to fucking handle it with kids' gloves.
Right.
It's fucking bullshit. It's like right. saying it's okay to pick on black people because there's less of them than white people. It's fucking bullshit. Okay, either it's free and it's open and we can express ourselves, or we can't.
I think Joe.
And these people
I think Joe.
Crybabies.
I think this is the last time you're on this podcast. You know why? I think you need your own podcast because you have too much to say. say and too little time to say it.
Well,
you need your own fucking
Joe
show.
Joe deals with the issue.
Yeah. That's what the show's called, Dangerous Joe.
DJ,
dealing with the issue.
Dangerous Joe. Here's check your opinions at the
door. You know what? It's his Joe's head.
There's little babies with brain cancer all over the place, crawling in the streets. Who's going to pray for the babies, Tebow? Who's going to pray for the babies, Tebow?
Listen. I love it. I love that we got a good trashing going. It's good. But Keith, honestly, man, take a minute and answer me this fucking question.
Oh.
If you went into...
you think you're going to do it, Joe? You don't. Listen, if you couldn't fucking get an old man at a comedy show in a fish restaurant to fucking listen to you, how are you going to get a fucking...
A full disgruntled old man on a podcast to listen to me?
Just let it go, Joe. Listen,
Joe. You
know,
you're sitting there talking about old men, but there's old women dying of brain cancer.
Man. No, man. Joe needs, he can only do, Joe can only do good in shows where you can touch the ceiling.
All right. So, in the end,
somebody has to say these things.
Joe only does good at shows with his folding chairs. Hey, man.
Listen, in the end, no, I didn't do good at that show either.
Alphabet Street Joe.
All right, go ahead.
Listen, so look, in the end, I got shit from the fucking sound guy, waiter guy, right, about canning the girl the mic, and I go, dude, I don't know what you wanted me to do. I'm not wrestling with a drunk woman because she tries to take the mic. He actually said this. He goes, bro, it's not New York, all right? It's not New York. That bitch hits you, she's going to jail. I go, I don't want to get fucking hit.
Did he really say that?
Yeah, I go, I don't want to get hit. And he goes, well, I swear to God, he goes, well, I don't want to get hit. And I go, it's your fucking job. You work here. I don't work here,
back
man.
Back off a little on the mic, though, Joe.
So,
just push it back a
Joe's
little.
Joe's getting angry.
No, you're getting a little, I mean,
no, you can
get angry. Just back off on the mic. So, I don't want it to pop out and people not hear this.
At that point, when it became a case of, okay, the owner wasn't around this weekend really to see what was going on.
Right.
Something that I was partially responsible for got out of hand. I'm taking fucking credit and responsibility for that.
Yeah.
Okay? But things got out of hand. Yeah. They had goddamn drunks. They still weren't policing the fucking room after all that bullshit happened.
Uh-huh.
I was doing my goddamnedest to try to have good shows in there. I was really trying.
Right.
Fine. It wasn't working that well. That's fine. I can deal with that. But
Joe,
Get my back a little bit.
Joe,
why the fuck...
Why don't you ask yourself? Why don't you say, what would Tebow do?
Get my back a little bit. That's all I'm saying. And
I agree,
give a waiter carte blanche to speak to a comic that way.
I agree. I agree that they should have had your back. They should have, no
you
matter
don't
what.
Have a back.
That's true. They should have had that concave thing on your back of your body. Your ass back.
Oof.
Your ass back.
That hurts.
Listen, they should have had your barrel chest.
Can you get my barrel chest on this one, guys, for once? No, I think it's like...
No, fuck you. What was that?
What
was that
bomb? Did you see what he did?
You just tried to fucking...
He tried to turn a bomb into a point.
I didn't
see what he did?
I don't know what you said. You tried to pull a Voss.
I didn't know it.
You got to get my barrel chest. But listen...
Fuck you.
No.
Yeah, look, because you can't hear us doesn't mean
I can't
it didn't
hear
happen.
Nothing. I don't know what happened.
You have the littlest ears in the room.
No, but you cannot allow Joe to get away with this. We got to beat DJ to Joe. He's got to be regular Joe.
I am.
You're not.
I am.
Yeah, we want regular Joe back.
You got
to
be regular Joe.
So I'm not allowed to do one joke about how I don't believe
in
God?
You just gave us a string of shit that you think you're being dangerous.
It's
we want
funny.
You to stop.
What's it's your next funny. CD called? Dangerous Joe?
Look out.
Look out.
Here he comes.
It's Joe on the front of a locomotive.
It's called Fair Warning.
Oh, no, what was the album we came up with a couple episodes?
I told you once.
Fuck JC.
That's, look, I, you know.
He's holding the shroud of Jesus in one hand and a baby with brain cancer in the other. And
I'm sick of it.
That's what your crowd said.
Fucking Joe had a hot one at
Marco Allen.
What was your opinion? I wanted to hear what you were going to say. You asked me what you thought was my fault, and then I said it, and then you said,
"I just think. Look, I think that the club should back you up. I think that if they
back you up when they believe in you.
Here's the thing, though. If they said, okay, we want you to come down, you know, you have to back them like you'd back fucking anybody. If they're coming down to work your club, you should know what they do and you should accept that. And okay, and if you got shit faced and got fucked up, or you're on drugs, or you did something that right. was that is fuck you, your fault.
Absolutely.
But if you're up there and you don't handle a heckler correctly, look, yes, maybe I've had those situations. Maybe it's your fault too. But first of all, nobody should be talking during the show. It's a comedy show. Mm-hmm. There should be no talking. And the fact that these clubs just go to New York and see all of us performing at the Cellar and go, I want that where I live, and I'm going to just pay them money and bring them down here and stick it in there, that doesn't work. Okay? Right. It still has to be our fucking rules. No talking, no fucking drunk people up front. You can't make it the Wild West and expect us to do what we do in New York. If someone fucking starts doing that shit in New York, they're kicked the fuck out of the Cellar.
Right.
They're gone. Right. Because the club
He's not
has
there to
your
see
back.
That at the Cellar.
I'm just what I'm telling him about the Cellar because he doesn't know about the Cellar.
But you got
it.
You're making
it is like Joe. It is like that.
You're making a great point.
Yeah, that's.
But here's the thing. I agree with you, obviously. But this is what bothers me. If when I was offered the gig, I was told, "Listen, dude, here's the deal, Joe. You're coming down here. This is how it's got to work. This is how it's got to be. Mm-hmm. Da 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 da. Take it or leave it."
That's my point.
Then
that's
I would
exactly
have been like, "Okay, then I can figure this out." But yeah. not every place, but a lot of these venues, they bring you in and yeah. they expect you to somehow mystically through fucking osmosis understand how their room works. And what
that's
their
exactly
rules are
my,
without
my,
sitting you down and telling you what their
there
boundaries
are no
are.
Rules. That's my point. It's when you say I'm going to open a club and you're going to book these comics, that there are no rules. But we don't. That's the our fuck. There are no rules unless you're hired by a corporation for a lot of money to work in a certain parameters or college. There are no rules. When you work at a comedy club, they're hiring you to do what you do. That's it. You may go in there and fuck, and they might not like it and never book you again, but the fact is they still have to have your back. People aren't supposed to talk during a show. You're not supposed to yell shit out during the show. Even if we fucking talk to you, you don't get to fuck. That doesn't give you carte blanche. If you see me talking to someone in the crowd, that doesn't mean that you get to fucking talk. All right?
It's like, there's no, and then people have this attitude of like, well, if you can say stuff up there, I can say stuff. It's like, motherfucker, I earned the right to do this by getting my nuts kicked in for 10 fucking years so far.
But
it's
by
like,
getting your, but here's what I got to say though, by getting your nuts kicked in, you got to be able to read a room. All these years, you got to be able to read a room. Yeah. And if you don't, that ability can't be lost. I was on stage in some Marine function, and I'm on stage and a big, giant
what
6
war
foot
was this?
5 Marine.
What war was this?
This is World War
II.
It's the battle of.
Now, when Bob Hope used to bring you overseas.
That's what. Wait a minute. They weren't allowed over there then.
Yeah, we were. The Tuskegee Airmen. I was one of those Tuskegee Airmen. Fuck you. But I said something that the guy, the family was there, and a 6'5" Marine came, took the mic from me, said, "That's enough. You tried. That's it."
What'd you say?
Nothing. He was 6'5" with a bunch of other Marines in the place. I wasn't going to say shit.
Right.
And I just left the damn stage. Yeah. I don't bitch because I know this is what
but
it
Keith,
is.
Keith, that's also, you were in a physically intimidating situation. Where
I'm not,
like,
it wasn't intimidating. It was it. It was over.
I've been at colleges and somebody grabbed the mic out of my hand.
Yeah.
I'm on stage in the middle of a joke. Someone came up, grabbed the mic, go, "Hey, all right, let's give it up. Robert Kelly, everybody."
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God. I mean, I said something that offended somebody. We've all been there.
Yeah.
But the thing,
I
know what you're saying is that, look, I've been at that club twice, and it's not a fucking visually pleasurable situation for your self-esteem or your ego. But when you go up there and there is a thing about assessing a crowd and going, okay, she's going to be a problem. He's yapping. These guys are cool.
I got to mow through that.
I know what I'm doing.
This is the thing.
Right.
And
then
that's
you kind of go
you made
it.
The mistake. Just say, "I made a mistake." I
said that.
And then leave it at that. Don't say nobody. What do you
but
expect?
But the club, he's saying,
no, but
the club made a mistake too making him the bad.
It's not black and white, Keith. It's not.
This
it's not
podcast
black and white.
Is.
You shouldn't always.
Here's what happened. I'm gonna tell you exactly what happened. The agent called. "Hey guys, We got Joe DeRosa. Who? Joe, I promise you, he's going to be good. And a guy trusted this guy, yeah. and then you went up there with your wormy body, and it was rejected.
They probably didn't even want me at first. They probably didn't want me. They said, no, we don't want Joe. And then they said, Keith Robinson. And then they said, we'll take Joe.
He's got a good point. That's probably what happened. That's probably what happened.
Fine, you strong-armed us.
I think... I think that they're both wrong. I think you know that you fucked up a little bit, but I think the club should have had you back a little bit. But what happened was too, it wasn't the club owner, the father actually.
Well, he's one of the owners, I believe.
Yeah, who got a little pissed at you? Probably doesn't know you. Whatever. They should have had you back.
How are they going to have his back?
They should have said, "Look, I understand." They should have came to him. Look, that's fucked up. I understand what happened. But, you know, in the future, man, if you get a problem, just say, hey, get him out. We'll take care of it. But they didn't take care of it.
What I'm trying to tell you is the real thing.
Can you not hold your
story,
hands like Emerald Lagasse?
I'm just trying to say.
You're gonna bam and throw spice on the podcast.
The real thing of this story is they did not like Joe as a comedian.
Nobody does. That's not the point. That's a gimme.
How many places have you back when they just don't like you?
Well, that's fine. Listen,
you're at the cellar every week. Yeah. What are you talking about?
I don't want to go back.
They don't like you.
I don't care. I don't want to go back.
No, you don't say that. You go back.
No, I don't. I won't.
But if you don't want, dude, I am
so insulted by that fucking waiter talking to me like that, and then on the second night of this bullshit, you know, after that major thing where I was like trying to, I met them and I was humble and I humbled myself. I said, I'm sorry. Yeah. Let's make this right. I did everything I was supposed to do as a professional, as a man, and then on the second night for that horseshit to happen again. To the point where somebody got on fucking stage, and I'm like, "You got to be kidding me!" And now I got to sit there with my fucking hands tied because I don't know if I say this, am I going to get fired? I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do.
I had that shit happen in what was it, Kentucky or Tennessee or somewhere. I went into the club and it was fucking, man, it was some rednecks. And they were drinking and in the front and they were talking the whole fucking show. And they not only would they talk, and I let it go on and on. And they would talk to other people in the front row, like fans who paid money, like fans who actually said, hey, we're here to see you, Robert, distracting them. That's when I get fucking nuts, when they start fucking with other people. It's like, I can overlook your horse shit, but when you start ruining other people's show, that's when I was like, fuck you. And this lady got up, flipped out. The guy flipped out. They wrote this. I put it on my Facebook, this awful fucking review of you're a piece of shit, but he's such a redneck he couldn't spell shit.
That's awesome.
It was all like capital letters and then lowercase letters and like 9 fucking exclamation points.
So it looked like you wrote it.
Halfway through that, I knew there was a joke in there, but did you see I was trying to get out of it quick?
Yeah.
So Joe got one fucking, was it 56 minutes into the podcast?
I've had a few. I've been lying in the pocket today.
Yeah. So I mean, but I got a call from the club owner the next day, but I was firm. I was like, look, man, I'm not asking you what happened. I'm telling you, I'm not here. I'm a grown fucking man. This is what happened, and this is what I did, and this is what needs to happen for the rest of the weekend. And if you want to fucking send me home, I'm cool with that. I'm fine. And he was like, you're right. You're absolutely right. This guy was actually a good guy. He was like, you're right. My staff fucked up. That should never happen. You shouldn't have to deal with that. You shouldn't have to deal with some guy yelling shit out at your show. If people don't like what you're saying, they can get the fuck up and get the fuck out.
Exactly.
That's what you do.
Stupid. You have a lot more behind
you. He's looking at me, but he's talking to you when he says stupid.
I'm saying you. He doesn't have this stuff.
He's got a lot more in front of him, too.
Yeah. There it is. Two minutes.
Joe's fighting
Joe's
back.
He's leaning in.
Here we go, Joe.
Here we go.
Here we go, Joe. Here we go. The guy has, they're going to respect you.
Stop with your
more.
Fingers, Keith. Nobody. Right. Stop with your hands.
In my pocket. In my pocket.
Your fucking little thin black wand fingers are bugging me.
You've got more, you know, you've been on a lot of shit.
Yeah, I know.
So you got more leverage. Right. That's all this business is leverage.
Of course.
So Joe didn't have that leverage.
Yeah,
that is
true, though, Joe. Because, Joe, if you were famous or you were drawing or whatever, and you would definitely you wouldn't have got shit as much. You would have been behind your back.
The waiter wouldn't have talked to you like it was like he was talking to me.
You know those guys that go.
That's why I snapped at him.
Can I just
say something? No, that's why I snapped at him.
If guys, I've heard guys in improvs. There's certain comics that go in that they have to have a new pair of sneakers every time they do a show.
Yeah, that's Eddie Griffin.
Eddie Griffin. Yeah. New pair of fucking, what is it, Nikes or Air Jordans or something like that, or Nike Airs. Or and there's another one that has the blue M&Ms taken out of
that's
the M&Ms.
Fucking weird.
Yeah, it's weird.
Well, I do that sometimes.
And the you do it yourself.
For Wanda.
That's because... Joe!
Here we go, Joe! Here we go! Here we go, Joe! Here we go!
He's bound to come back!
I gotta hit stop on this podcast soon. But the club owners talk shit behind their backs. They come in, this fucking guy, and they talk shit, and they don't like him. And I always ask club owners who's a dick or who's this, or just to see. I don't give a fuck. I usually like the guys just to see who they fucking hate and why they hate them. And you wouldn't have fucking got, if you were famous, that shit would have all been behind your back. It would have been, they would have talked shit about you. You wouldn't even have known about it.
Right.
Yeah, so you just got it to your face because it's a power struggle.
Yeah, and look, I know I'm not, I have no fucking delusions about who I am. Like, I don't think I'm anything fucking special. I know that. I know I'm still working up.
Shut the fuck up.
No, I'm serious.
Stop it, dude.
No, I'm very serious.
Let's stop it. You're something special.
I'm saying I'm
not.
Yeah, you are special.
Dude, nobody has a body like that.
Yeah. I'm not up there going.
Dude, there's no 35-year-old man with baby teeth that I know.
That's a good point. I'm not up there going, God damn it, I'm this and I'm that. It's just like, I have a fucking temper like you do, and when I get disrespected, I fucking lose my shit sometimes, and I can't stop sometimes. I keep fucking I keep going.
You can't see stuff. You turn into the Ghost Rider.
He goes into the red.
He turns into dangerous.
You don't want to see a race car go in the red.
You don't want to see Dangerous Joe.
DeRosa. Say something again. Say something again.
Fuck you, man.
He transforms.
It's the screech of Dangerous Joe.
AIDS, baby cancer. You brought this on yourself.
But fuck it.
And the flames of truth.
Both his glasses have fogged up.
God damn it.
Now you got it. Jesus. Fuck Tim Tebow.
The fucking Hulk Hogan.
He's joeing up. He's joeing up.
Ah, shit. Hey, Macho Man, have you fucking met Dangerous Joe?
Yeah, there's only been one guy I've never messed with. Dangerous Joe DeRosa. I've been in the cage with Hogan. I fought the Giant, but I ain't never going to go near Dangerous Joe. Oh, yeah. He's got eyes like fire and premises that'll burn right through you. Dig it.
Oh, shit me. Oh, shit me.
God damn it.
Oh, fuck.
I deserve every word of it.
Oh, shit me. Oh, shit me.
It just hurts.
Fuck me, man. That's some funny shit, man. Listen, this. I didn't know it was going to go here. This is beautiful.
This is great.
But, I was talking to my therapist about this today, too. It's like, I'm like, dude, you get to go, and regular assholes get to wake up, go to a fucking job that you know is going to be there every week. And it might be the same thing and boring, but you get to go, and you don't have to worry about anything. Comics, this fucking thing is always fucking shifting. You're up, you're down, good gigs, bad gigs, people like you, people don't, good shows, shit show. One day you feel like you hit another level and you're some fucking genius. Like the show you just had was, I'm there. And then you go to fucking this club and it's like you're fighting with an old guy and you can't get, it's like, what the, where am I in my life?
I still got a foot in the door of a Mexican restaurant as a waiter. Like, I'm just still,
don't
it's
ever
still,
interrupt me. I'm seriously. Sorry. You're not there yet. Listen.
Dude, it's fucking terrible. And then, like, I was saying to my buddy, I go, dude. About them not getting your back. I go, can you imagine if somebody came into your office and started shitting on you vocally at the top of his lungs, going, "You suck at your fucking job."
Could you imagine?
And
if
then your boss didn't get your back. Your boss would be like, "Get the fuck out of here, you lunatic!"
Could you imagine being in an office though, with some guy standing on a desk going, "Fucking babies with fucking AIDS."
Hey, I do the job I'm hired to do.
The assassin.
Yeah,
I know, but it's true. It's so fucking what we do. You never know what you're walking into. We hope for the best, but that gig was fucking with you from the get-go, from the travel to the money to the fucking hotel, all the way down to you came home on Monday when you got to go.
And I want to say this sincerely, man. There were a lot of ONA fans that came out this weekend. There were a lot of Red Eye fans. And I said
and
this
when he says a lot, he means five.
No, there was just a bunch at every show. Not tons, but there was a good number at every show.
Will you
stop? The point, I know, sorry.
Hey guys,
I'm
Jesus,
sorry.
Right,
I'm an idiot. Sorry,
sorry you guys, the fans had to see Dangerous Joe.
Listen,
DJ doesn't come out often.
I meant what I said to you guys. If you can get to another show anywhere I'm at,
it's going to stink too.
Email
me. The ones that was screaming at you.
I hope they do go to another show and some of that guy comes and yells some shit and you crack under pressure again.
Now, anybody that I said this to that weekend, I meant it. Email me for tickets for another show. I'll hook you up because I felt bad, man. Like, the shows were getting ruined for guys that wanted to see the fucking show because people were yelling and acting like morons and nobody was doing anything.
Right, I don't like.
He's delusional.
I'm not delusional.
No, because you're acting like you're a corporation, like a big company, like Coca-Cola. All right, everybody who had a bad Coke, we're going to refund.
Like a car recall.
Yeah.
No, the seatbelts don't work. Return it to the dealer.
Yeah, we're
all right, everybody look under your seat. You get a DJ. You get a DJ CD.
Listen, four people are okay with what happens. Relax. Come on. Listen, man.
I meant what I said when I said it to all of you. So
all three of you.
If you say it one more time, I'll knock you upside the head.
All of you. Sincerely.
I'd love it.
From
if you
me
just,
to you.
Wow. That's good that you're giving. You're going to give them free tickets or they're going to go?
I just told people came up to the show and they go, we're fans and we're, you know, this audience, what the fuck? And I was like, dude, I got you back. If you can get to another show, I'll give you free tickets. Like, come to another show when I'm
come
wherever.
To another one of Joe's shows booked in around June. Where's your next getting date? God damn it, I stuttered through it.
Yeah, you stuttered through
that,
it.
Yeah.
And it was a little mean. It was a little too mean.
It was. You know what, Keith? You're a fucking asshole.
Oh.
You know that? You're a fucking asshole.
Wow.
F-A-C-F-A-K. Fucking asshole Keith.
Oh.
That's his alter ego.
Fucking asshole Keith.
Fucking asshole Keith. Fucking asshole Keith. God damn it.
No, we got a commercial break. Hit it.
You've been listening to 97.9 The Wolf.
Do a live read about Depends for Keith. Do an osteoporosis read for Keith.
This podcast is brought to you by
Depends. When you can't make it.
What's that black disease?
AIDS.
AIDS.
That's Dangerous
Joe. Dangerous Joe. He brought back up. Shit. Watch your mouth on my podcast.
I'm sorry.
I'm offended.
I was just kidding. I'm sorry. I had to go for it.
There are rumors. I'm just saying. There's a couple.
The black disease sickle cell.
Nah, don't try to clean it up.
No.
He did ask the first time, jackass.
It's a wrap. It's a fucking wrap.
Is it over?
No, shut up. What, do you want to leave?
I said you said the podcast.
No, what do you think? This is fucking Keith. Rich and Bonnie's podcast. It's just, is it over? Is it over? Please push stop.
Hurry up. Keith's got to eat by five so he can take his pill.
And he's kind of weak.
That was
weak.
Funny.
That was actually a good one, but they do an early bird special. He's trying to hit at Friendly's.
Keith, you're going to get the senior
they
special?
They got all day special for stupid. Now, look, what time
Let's just talk about how old Keith is. How he's just going off the rails at 57 years old with his fucking wine.
I tell you,
I drink wine now, man. Yeah, wine, I drink wine.
When you drink, can I just say something?
What's that?
When you drink,
yes,
right,
sir.
He becomes fun and fucking enjoyable.
No.
You don't like it?
I'm going to tell you something right now. When you drink, I don't want to see. I get nervous because you drink a lot.
I don't drink a lot.
Hang on. Stop. Let me just say it, and then you can defend it, okay?
What am I, Joe DeRosa?
What am I, the cops? Relax.
Yeah, that. Stop looking at your watch.
I just was seeing what time it was. I was
for
just
what?
Curious.
Where do you gotta go?
I want you out of my fucking face today.
I agree. I agree.
He makes a good point.
I get nervous point. Though because you drink, and then it's usually on Friday and Saturdays, and then you fucking drive all the way back to wherever the fuck you live.
I live in Woodbridge, New Jersey.
Yeah, that's far.
What? It's not far.
I get nervous that you're going to wrap yourself around a fucking tree one night.
No, I'm not.
Because no, you know what? Look, I don't want to go to another funeral is all I'm saying.
It's not going to happen, man.
All right. I don't want you to fucking. Plus, he does. I'll be the only one to be there.
Yeah, I know, right?
I'll have a jam packed. I'm going to have
no, you're
two.
Not. You're not
I'm going to have two services.
No, you're not. Not.
8 and a 10, I promise you.
Yeah,
I'm have
in the
two.
Morning, and
no,
nobody's going to come.
8 at night, yeah. Sold out, two sold out performances. Yeah. That's what I'm going for my funeral.
Yeah.
Two sold out. 1,500 seaters.
I hope, you know what I'm going to do?
And it's going to be just like when you have two shows on a Friday. They're going to go, maybe we should just squeeze these into one.
Uh-huh.
Here we go, Joe.
Joe's on fire.
He really.
Listen, man. I get nervous.
I start drinking. Wine is good for my heart.
Wine is one cup, not 19. Not a goblet.
Jesus drunk a goblet. Wouldn't you say that, Joe?
He would say,
I don't know.
Fuck Jesus.
That motherfucker.
Joe, Jesus. Come on. We want sponsors, Joe. We're never going to get sponsors with corporate America sponsored. If fuck Jesus is on the podcast. All right? Come on.
You're right. I'm
you
sorry.
Believe in some God.
No, I don't.
You believe in goodness.
I can't.
What do you believe
in? He believes what God... Do my how? Body this way.
Yeah, right. Is there a God when he gave me this torso?
I heard Joe has a big cock.
From who?
You did not hear that.
I just want to throw that out there. To see what type of self-esteem you had. See if you'd lie
like
to all
just
of us.
Shrugged it right
very
off.
Average. Not small. It's just regular.
Regular.
But, look, Bobby's got a good point. I don't want to get off of this. You will have five fucking wines and hop in your fucking car, dude.
Yeah, you will just jump
wine
right in that car.
Wine doesn't do that to you. Wine makes you...
Are you retarded?
Are you dumb?
Have you ever heard the word wino, Keith? Where do you think that comes from? Because it doesn't get you shit-faced?
Wino. I wine taste.
You do not. You fucking chug glasses of Ripple down at the cellar.
It's not Ripple. It's Kendall Jackson.
What is that? Is that
good? It's good. It's good. It's pretty good. It's not bad.
Yeah, is that a black comic from Atlanta?
Give it up for your next comic.
Here we go, Joey. Here we go. Here we go, Joey. Here we go.
What is it, man? Kendall Johnson.
Kendall Jackson.
Whatever. Listen, stupid. I'm just telling you, you got to be careful. And I'm telling any cop that listens to this show that's in Jersey, watch out for a Ford with a black dude in Fridays and Saturdays. Nothing would make me happier if a fucking fan of this podcast pulled you over and arrested you and recorded it.
Anybody listening, it pulls me over.
I tell you what,
great.
I got the numbers for last month.
Show me the numbers.
I'll show you the numbers if you really do want
to
see it.
Show me all the numbers too. You never showed up.
I'll tell you what.
How happy would you be?
Over 100,000 people downloaded the show.
It's awesome.
Last month, we're this month is going to blow that month away.
Great.
So fucking A. And we thank you to Greg Hughes, a.k.a. Opie. And the ONA channel, you know, Norton and Anthony, they put our show, You Know What Dude, is going to be featured on the Opie and Anthony channel on Sirius. We were on, and Sunday we were on again. And you guys, I read your tweets. Everybody, nothing but compliments. Everybody loved the fucking show. So we're going to be, the Bailey J show is going to be going up pretty soon. They're going to be putting Rich Voss's show, Bonnie and Voss. My wife hates me. And it's pretty fucking wild, man. Riotcast is fucking
crazy.
Who's
Bailey
J? Bailey J? You don't know Bailey J?
She's a chick with a dick.
Oh, you really just really don't know anything about a tease, do you? You fucking idiot. We were gonna fucking set this dummy up to look at a chick and make, and he'd be like, "I'd fuck her," and then we'd show the cum.
And I'd still fuck her.
Good man.
Wait a minute. You wouldn't fuck. You would never go for that.
Ellie J with that sweet ass.
You don't. You really?
I've seen it.
She's actually a good egg too. She's a sweetie. Nice girl.
You like her?
Oh, I love her.
I like how Keith just walked onto that. That was quick that Keith just looked at
me. The answer is yes.
He goes, he likes her.
Would you?
Look, we spent 4 weeks on trannies because of Joe. We can't go into fight. Yes, Joe would fucking fuck a tranny. Joe would actually make love to a tranny.
You would make love to Bailey J.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. He would. He'd become a girlfriend, a boyfriend.
Wow.
Well, girlfriend. Yeah, I think she's more. I think she's more alpha male than Joe. Actually,
probably.
Yeah, Joe would be. Oh, Joe would have the apron.
She'd be dish towel over my shoulder.
Yeah, she'd be farting watching the Yankees.
Sunny side up, just the way you like it, honey.
Just that's the way Joe likes balls on his chin. Sunny side up. Oh, I just got a visual of Joe just sucking nuts. yeah, okay. she was on the podcast, but yeah, fucking crazy. She came over the house. Yeah, oh, my wife made sausage soup by accident. It was nothing funnier than looking at Norton sitting next to her eating just lizard sipping sausage soup. He really does eat like a fucking
paying her to keep her mouth shut.
Do you have anything to eat?
Yeah, we have some food. I can't eat it, but you can have some.
I'm getting like the shakes because like I feel like I got low blood.
All right, well, listen, man, we're gonna wrap.
No,
this.
I don't mean that to wrap it up. I'm just saying, can I chew on something
exactly
while we do
what
this?
You meant.
No, that's where it was.
That's the end of a podcast conversation.
Yeah, right.
Hey, you guys got something to eat? I'm not saying to wrap things up. That's exactly what you're doing.
No,
well, go grab something, Joe.
Yeah,
try to get by
yeah.
Keith.
He can get this.
What was the? I really do want to know when the last time I had you on the podcast before, just you,
right?
Me and you sat here, and it's changed a lot since then. But the last, I don't think we talked about this last time. What was the last time you were with a prostitute?
A prostitute? What do you consider a prostitute?
A girl that you don't know that you just met that you gave money to fucking touch your dick.
Like maybe 3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Really? What kind?
A black.
No.
Black girl. Fat ass.
Fat ass. But yeah. I mean, what kind? Street? A massage?
No.
Whorehouse?
No, one of the
escort?
House. One of the,
you know that thing moves that you talked about.
One of the place.
You went to a place.
Yeah.
So there's a place you can go to.
Yeah, you still
with
go
chicks.
To places.
No shit.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a whorehouse. It's a whorehouse.
There's a whorehouse.
They don't have them in New York. Back in the day, New York used to have great whorehouses.
Still have some.
There's no white chicks. You know, they used to have black chicks, Puerto Ricans, white chicks.
There's always white chicks.
Yeah, but it's all mostly Asian now.
Yeah, the Asians they don't give a shit. They just work through everything. The Asians always work.
Yeah.
They never stop working.
Good work ethic.
Yeah.
But they actually, Asians switch it over to legit. What the fuck is that creep
That's
doing?
Like a fucking rat.
What are you doing?
You know
what
he's doing? He's raccooning your refrigerator right now.
No, don't take that.
Why? There's
don't.
A fresh package in there of it.
Okay, what is that? What is that?
White American cheese.
Okay, yeah. Okay, you can
white
have
American
that.
Cheese.
Why don't you eat the cheese and the salami you brought me for Christmas?
That's for you.
Well, yeah, but it's for you can have some. What
I
do you think?
Like
why are we talk about food?
Because fucking DeRosa is a fucking selfish cocksucker and can't wait 5 minutes to end the podcast. You're shaky all the time.
Yes.
That's you, Shaky Joe.
That's mean. That's just not.
Fucking stupid. What are you doing?
God, I'm getting shaky.
Are you hungry too?
I'm always hungry.
Yeah, Robert, you would have water. Or you didn't ask for nothing. You fucking piece
no,
of
I
shit.
Usually have everything.
No
but
there,
you were fucking
nothing.
Late. You were supposed
no
to be here.
Fucking crackers.
You were supposed to
something.
Be. You were supposed to be here at 2:30.
Shitty. I'm starving.
Let's go get food after this.
All right, we get food after this. Fuck Robert
I can't.
Kelly.
I can't.
Yeah, we know.
All right, listen. I got right in my hands. Did you get it yet?
Yes, yeah, I loved it.
I got Patrice O'Neill's Mr. P. I got the album. It was sent to me.
It's a CD.
It's a CD. Well, an album CD. I got it. It was all right. Not that good. I mean, it was okay. I mean, it was seriously. I listened to it. It was okay.
It was great.
I'm kidding. It was fucking amazing.
I'm so excited to listen to it. I pre-ordered it.
It was fucking you're the only one who got that. These jackasses, stupid, nervous Nelly was eating because his blood sugar was low. And this fucking monster voice was like, huh? What do I say to that?
he's worried about everything now.
It was fucking phenomenal.
Yeah.
This CD.
I listened to a couple of the preview tracks. I pre-ordered it. So I got one of the tracks. It's fucking.
I got the whole thing, and I'm talking about it right now.
I know.
Anyways,
I'm excited to listen to it.
I did a pre-order too, so I haven't gotten mine.
It's Well, this was sent to me. From the family. I don't want people to think, oh, my should be in the mail. This was sent to me. Yeah. The pre-orders haven't been sent out yet. It's fucking amazing, man.
Yeah.
It's a really, and you know what I love about it? At the beginning, there's an intro, and he actually, you know, he's fucking with people. There's actually a whole joke from. One guy's name that he just fucking, you know, just talked to this guy. The guy said his name and then he goes off, which proves what a fucking honestly funny guy Patrice was. Yeah. That he actually, you know, you hear comedy CDs, they're fucking, you know, edited and specific. Joke, joke, joke. It'd be great. I'm handing Joe the Patrice's CD. If you fucking throw that, I'll kill you.
I would never do that. Jesus.
Well, you don't believe in Jesus. Don't say his name.
Yeah, now you say Jesus.
You're right. Now you say Jesus.
I would never throw Patrice's Christ.
But it is. It's fucking amazing.
He would like that you would throw it.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Right out the window.
It's fucking great. It is, so I listened to it last night. And I was fucking dying laughing, man. He's got some real brilliant, funny shit in there. And so yours is, whoever got it, you're gonna be so happy you got it. And if you didn't get it, make sure you go on iTunes and order Patrice O'Neill's Mr. P on iTunes. What do you want
to
say, Dan?
No, I'm excited to listen to it because I can't wait to be on the subway looking like a goon, just laughing out loud randomly during subway stops. Because I heard a couple of the preview tracks and the white women that are white women are cold. That joke.
Yeah. Yeah, the black women get deals.
Holy shit. I heard that one and I was fucking, I'm like, I'm so excited for this album.
Yeah, but the funny part of the back, this is why I love Patrice. This fucking cocksucker, the back of the CD is him with his little white dog.
That little fluffy dog.
Yeah, just a little fluffy dog on the back, which I love. I think his name was Dude, which is hilarious. Which he named after this podcast, actually, because he was such a big fan. I'm kidding. That's a lie. But
no,
anyways.
It's a great CD. Yeah.
Great CD. Anyways, man. Keith, dude, thanks for coming on.
I
appreciate
happy to be
it.
Here, man.
You really are just a fucking evil, negative cocksucker.
I'm not
and
negative,
anytime you show up.
Old DJ voice over there. I like him. And Dangerous Joe.
Shit, man. This is a fucking hot one. Guys, thanks for listening. Keith Robinson, what's your. You on Twitter?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter.
What do you use?
I don't know my fucking account, man.
Jesus Christ.
I got like 42 people now, I think.
What's your name? We're going to get you some more people.
Okay, well, I've got, you know.
Just say the fucking name.
I don't know it. That's the whole thing. KWR Soup, I think. I don't know what the fuck it is.
What
Keith
do you
Robinson.
Do? You have Facebook?
I'm on Facebook.
What's your name?
Hit me up on Keith Robinson. You know my fucking name.
Do you have a website?
Yeah, KWRSuperstar@AOL.com.
That's your email.
Oh, that's why I have a website.
It's really like talking to my grandfather who's dead.
Fucking awful. KWR Superstar. It's the
that's
worst.
That's been through the years. Through the years.
He got that Superstar. When he was on fucking Star Search and he thought he was going to be a star.
I am
some
a
girl,
star.
Some girl was like, you should name it Superstar because that's what you're going to be. That's right. I'm going to be a superstar.
Yeah. Goddamn right. Yeah. I mean, you know, I've done stuff. What do you want? You guys are lucky to have me here.
Change it
I've
now to KWR Falling Star.
KWR Dead Planet.
KWR Superstar, never to rise again.
Jesus Christ.
You know Joe DeRosa Comedy, at Joe DeRosa Comedy, and joederosacomedy.com. Mm-hmm. Make sure you go there and check out Joe. What are your shows? You got any shows coming up?
When's this air?
Next Monday.
Next Monday, God. I'll be in Philly in February.
Philly in February.
Yeah, I mean, because it's all New York shit.
Yeah, so if you guys were down south and they had a bad show, just go up there and Joe will get you some tickets.
Yeah, Philly in February. Check my website.
Bus up.
Check his website. What do you got? You got any shows coming up?
No.
You got a tour with Guinness.
Yeah, I go. I'm going to be in San Francisco the end of January with Guinness.
All right, and you got nothing.
Then I got
Twitter. What's your Twitter?
At Dan Soder.
And you got any shows coming up?
Yeah, I'm going to be at the Cellar. I'm going on a nice whirlwind tour with Wanda Sykes.
Are you really?
85 dates, baby.
85?
Really? Yeah, we're doing
dude,
a lot of dates.
Dude, that's fucking... That's
a lot of dates. Man.
That's
a lot of
that's
dates.
Like fucking... That's going to be like $8,500. That's a lot of money.
That's
God
it.
Damn it.
That's
almost.
What you did.
It, there was
that's
almost
what you
right
wanted.
There. Whoa. It was close, right?
It was teetering on it.
Yeah, it's math. So you know I'm going to fuck that up, right?
You're right there. It was.
I was going to say, because you couldn't do $85,000. That's still a lot of money. Even if she paid him $1,000 a show, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
$8,500 was. I thought $100 a show would be good.
Yeah, it was almost
I thought
good.
I was there. Yeah, it was almost there.
We're going to do a lot of dates.
So you're opening.
Yeah, motherfucker, I'm
open. Dude, fuck you. I opened for Dane on that 80. We did the arenas. Yeah. Fuck
so
you,
we're doing
dude.
That, you know.
Is she doing arenas?
No, she can't do arenas.
Theater?
Theaters.
And do you fly in regular?
I always fly first class.
First class. Yeah. Always?
Always.
All right, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to actually check up on that. And if you're lying, we get to punch you in the stomach every time you fly coach.
Every time
you get bumped into coach,
I don't do
we
coach.
Get to punch you in the stomach.
I don't
Okay,
do
so
coach.
If we find out that you flew coach once.
I don't even look at coach. I don't look at coach.
I guarantee you're flying coach once.
She's not going to be a good friend of mine. She gets me first class. And
she wants
of money.
Nothing to do with you.
She's a great friend of mine. That's true. But, you know, first class, plenty of money. I've done a lot of shit in this business. I should do first class.
Yeah.
I stay on TV. I'm in the movie theaters. Mm-hmm. So I should.
You're in movie theaters?
Yeah, well, I did Lil Kev's movie.
Lil Kev,
movie.
Who's that?
Lil Laugh at My Pain. You can see me. The DVD will probably be out. I'm on that.
Can I tell you the hilarious thing? I saw a trailer for another Kevin Hart movie.
And it's Keith Robinson.
I was like, that's cool. Kevin gave Keith a nice part. It was another guy named Keith Robinson.
It's a successful
Keith Robinson.
No, but yeah. But you see me everywhere, man. I'm in all sort of stuff. Just look up Keith Robinson.
You're not in anything.
IMD.
You're
I've
not.
I've been on all the shows.
Oh, God.
I've been in the show since.
Let me wear you. Let me.
Since 91.
He's right.
I've been doing shit.
He's right. Let me tell you guys.
Stop trying to set it up.
Where
stupid.
You can find Keith Robinson?
Where?
Two Drink Minimum, which was a show that ran for 3 weeks on Comedy Central.
I was at Two Drink
the
Minimum.
The A-list. I know you were, Dubby. I remember watching it.
92.
Michael.
I want to hear you. Tell us what your credits right now. You tell people what you've been on because
I've been on.
Yeah, you tell them.
I've been
the
in
fuck.
Movies. TV.
Go. All right,
well, name them, though.
What do you want?
Name them.
What
name
do you want? NBC show with Colin Quinn. I've been on a Chris Rock show.
Hey, you a fan of the You Know What Dude podcast? Well, there's three things you can do to prove that. Number one, go to iTunes, subscribe, and leave a review. Not just any review. Leave a 5-star, holy shit, fucking twat cunt. Wow review. Write it down on a piece of paper before you even post it to make sure it's wow. Holy shit, fuck cunt. And number two, go to the Robert Kelly page on Riotcast and hit the donate button. You can donate $1. You can donate $5 million. It doesn't matter. And you know what? You don't even have to donate anything if you don't have the cash. This shit's free and it always will be. But we do appreciate all the people who have donated so far because it's made this podcast better and better every week. And number three, go to Riotcast.com and check out all the other podcasts. There's 9 of them. If you like podcasts, there's no need to go anywhere else but Riotcast.com.